brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, got to move quick into this third hour. We're going to take four or five more calls, and I'm going to jump into the news. I was aware that Bush signed an executive order for total martial law if there's any bird flu or any SARS. And again, SARS was never even proven to exist. They just pointed at somebody who dies of the flu, which is happening every day, and, oh, my gosh, it's incredible. Give up all your rights. And then, oh, now there's the bird flu. Why, it's probably killed 30 people. My gosh, it's the most deadly thing to ever hit the planet. We're all dead. Total hype. It's all CDC baloney. You know, we got to send you into the gas chambers to delouse you. I mean, it's not true. And there's so many well-meaning people sucked into it and people profiteering off of it. And you know what? If you don't like me saying it's all hyped up, you just don't even try it. Just don't even try it, okay? You understand that your bank accounts and all that are going to be nothing if they do pull this and people buy into it. Let me tell you how it'll work if they do it. There's quarantine in Dallas, Texas. There's quarantine in Indianapolis, Indiana. There's quarantine going on in New York City right now. They're clamping down the borders of these states. These troops have been called out. And then 3 months later, well, the martial law really stopped it from happening. And yes, they are spraying to deal with it. And thank goodness it happened. And you know what? I mean, it's just, it's time to stop it. And I'm not saying the flu isn't dangerous. I'm not saying bird flu isn't bad for you. Smallpox can kill you. The globalists are the ones that are going to release this. And I'm not saying we shouldn't be prepared for it. It shouldn't be. But giving up all our rights does nothing. And, yeah, I didn't see Bush's press conference. I know about before I started the show, I heard on the radio, George Bush will be defending his new nominee for the Supreme Court. She's so wonderful coming up. So I guess during that period he did say that. But that's just a repeat of what the policy is. But finish up quickly, John, the information you were unable to get through on a phone call to a talk show. Go ahead and do it now.
Yeah, Alex, a couple of things. First of all, on Bush's nomination to the Supreme Court, it was brought out on the news yesterday that she had previously contributed to Al Gore's campaign some big bucks.
No. She said, well, of course, they're all in business together.
Also, to those who believe in government vaccines, think back to when Gerald Ford was president and they had one suspected case, but never confirmed, of swine flu at Fort Dix, New Jersey. And they killed dozens of people and maimed dozens of others, left people left brain dead for the rest of their life by taking that swine flu vaccine for one suspected but never confirmed case of swine flu.
Well, it's like this new movie, Serenity, that's out. It's a pretty good science fiction movie. I mean, it's got a lot of good moral stories. And at the end, they figure out, I want to give people, the government's trying to turn us into slaves, basically, and they're doing it through cover stories, and they use these films just to throw it in our face. But that's exactly what they're doing, brother. And I mean, listen, a precedent for these murderers. Our government paid Israel over $3 billion to kill 100,000 Jewish children, and their government took it and murdered those children with radiation experiments. I mean, folks, the vast majority died within 1 week of the radiation. Healthy little five-year-olds, man. Can you imagine leading little elementary kids in and just zapping them? And they told the parents, oh, you're going for the dentist. You're going for a checkup. The government pays for it. These are murdering psychopathic killers. Do not take anything they give you.
Especially their vaccines, because anything the government gives you, there is a hook to it. The woman at the VA clinic when I went yesterday said, oh, you haven't had your flu shot or your pneumonia shot? And I said, yes, and I'm not going to.
And by the way, they've done major study indexes. All of these Alzheimer patients, all of them have been big vaccine recipients, and they've also, most of them have, the instances even go up higher. I've read the study on air, and I have it in front of me, that when you take the flu shot multiple years, it just skyrockets. Well, of course, mercury. Mercury poison destroys memory and causes necrosis in the brain, rots holes in it. Anything else?
Well, and these poisons have a cumulative effect. They don't flush out of your system.
No, mercury's good. I heard it on TV. I love the government. Just shut up. I'm going to drink a gallon of it. The government loves me. Just shut up, John. Shut up.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I just thought of this on air. I should have brought it up to the folks right on the show during the break. I just mentioned that the government says mercury is nutritious. Can you find the mercury nutritious clip, the mercury is good for you? I know that's spur of the moment. Now, again, about a year ago, right before school started, every year they go, it's the law, you've got to take vaccines, you'll be arrested if you don't. You've all seen it on local TV, read it in local paper. It's a script. There is no law. They just say it's a law. They're liars. We had to get a law passed 2 years ago in the legislature that there is no law that you have to have a vaccine, because they were enforcing, police were arresting under CPS control and others, and people were winning lawsuits. They come arrest you. There's no law. They just come do it. So we had to get a law passed saying it's against the law for them to do something when there's no law. And Rick Perry did sign it. Boy, I tell you, that Statesman article sure read weird. There is now a law, but you cannot say that there is a law, that there is a law. You know, it's a tongue twister, but I mean, that's the craziness of this. I talked about it last hour. I heard Derry Brownville talk about it, and I wasn't aware of it. I went and looked it up last night. I heard him yesterday. And it is true. The Endangered Species Act ran out about, 12 years ago. There's no law, but they say it's a law, and they arrest, and there are people in prison for, well, what is it, 5-10 years in some cases, because they were caught with an eagle feather. There's no law, but you're going to prison. It's like what they just did with... What Ronnie Earle, the Austin district attorney, just did right here in Central Texas with the delay situation. Those fools indicted him on a law that didn't exist at the time that DeLay did it. And I remember reading their evidence against him and looking at the evidence and looking at the documents that the smoking gun posted. I mean, they have the indictment and the exhibits, and it's clear money laundering. But government is so inept. Government is so inept that the idiots charged him with the wrong thing, and now their case is gone. Their case is gone. I mean, I remember reading, I mean, I sat there and I read the indictment, and I read the exhibits, and man, caught on, you know, just red-handed money laundering. And I said, not that I'm some expert on this, I mean, I know money laundering when I see it, which, by the way, is life in prison, and with the broad definition they use, I don't think DeLay should spend life in prison. He should get in trouble, though. The law is the law. You know, these jerks want to run around and, you know, they put all these laws on us and they don't have to follow them. It's all selective enforcement. But the point is that they charged him for something that at the time wasn't even illegal. Well, I can't tell you how many cases I've seen where retroactively they pass a law and go after somebody, and clearly jurisprudence and the codified law and the common law and the precedent says you shouldn't do that. They still do it because the cops are dumb as dirt, the public are dumb as dirt, the judge is dumb as dirt and corrupt. I mean, most of them are corrupt and know what they're doing is bad, but they're just lazy and they just don't care. And just, take him away, put him in prison. That's why I think Bush's nephew, Jeb's son, he shouldn't have gotten in trouble. I mean, it shouldn't be illegal to be drunk in a bar peacefully. But again, that's the police state. And it even ensnares their own little brood, even though I don't like Bush or his kids or the pack of criminals they are. It's the same thing with Limbaugh. I don't think Limbaugh should go to prison for gobbling 100 heroin pills a day. Synthetic heroin, folks. Oxycontin. But I sure think he's a hypocrite for saying, put your kid in prison if they're caught with cocaine one time. What mandatory sentencing, 5 to 10 years? How many times did I hear him defend that? He won't do it now, though. He just won't bring it up. You know, I don't use any of it other than, what's the only thing I still use? Caffeine. An occasional brisky, which I shouldn't even do that. Total teetotaler now, even on cigars, folks. No nicotine. Can't get anywhere. It's all bad. But the point is that I don't use drugs. I don't use prescription drugs. Except maybe an occasional non-prescription allergy pill or nasal spray. But the point is that most people who are using a bunch of drugs, and they're destructive, they're bad, illegal, legal, you know, they're against the drug war. Well, no, I'm against the drug war because I know it causes more drug use. I know it. What the facts show in triplicate. You know, I said I'd go to calls, and I'm ranting. It's just that they're all over the place. The government's doing things that there's not even a law. It's just, they walk in and say it's a law, and a grand jury indicts, and then they go grab somebody, and they get them. And now DeLay's probably going to get off. And, folks, I believe in criminals going free if it's going to damage the system that criminals not go free. And I mean the constitutional system. You understand that? It is better to let a few criminals go free than to have the government violate all our rights and not have due process. And the Founding Fathers said that. Common sense shows that. Are you more worried about a centralized group of criminals in black masks with armored vehicles and attack helicopters and giant prison grids and microwave cannons and sound weapons? Or are you worried about some thug who wants to break in your house? Because, by the way, it's that government can't protect you, that big government, and it says its job isn't to protect you, and by the way, it wants your gun. So you better be worried about the smart criminals that get into government, not the stupid crackheads stumbling around trying to bust in your back door. Because if you were a free human being and knew how to use a firearm, you'd just light them up. And if you lived in a city or a county or a state where most people got guns, they don't do a lot of that home invasion when you're home, compared to New York or someplace where they got total gun control. Because they know, you come in a Texan's house, you're going to be dead. I'm going to empty the shotgun on you with just absolute prejudice. You are dead, 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 dead. And that brings life. The fact that I will defend my life, I will defend my family's life, and I don't want the criminal, degenerate, scumbucket government doing that. I want the scum buckets out of my life. I'm not a scum bucket. Now we're, it's called compartmentalization. You're part of a scum bucket system. We have all this wealth because we didn't have a government to speak of. And now the government sits on top of this wealth that they're eating through at 100 miles an hour going, we caused all this. Big government did this. Social planning did this. No, it didn't. You're a disease. You're like a big fat cancer eating through a body going, man, I'm really growing. Man, I'm really big. I'm really good. Here it is. Mercury's nutritious. And all, this is a local CBS News, but all over the country, and those new government studies show mercury actually helps children's brains. But notice the twist. Helps their behavior. Yes, they want to lobotomize you. Just like Serenity. Go ahead and roll it.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
About a month ago, I was listening to a local station, KLBJ News. They got some good guys over there, some of the locals, but man, the neocon clowns they got on air syndicated. They got Nori on, though. He's pretty good. Great guy. Let's the truth get out. But they got some neocons on earlier. But I'm listening to the news, and they're saying, be sure and go get your vaccines. They're really good for you. And then the next public service announcement is, do you remember what you did this morning? Do you remember what you did this evening? Remember what I just first said? Then you may have mercury poisoning. Or you may have just not been paying attention, but the point is, you better call right now. It's on the rise. It's a big problem. We'll take care of you. But no mention of, watch out the fish you're eating. Watch out what you're doing. Mercury really brain damages you. It's really bad. But they don't tell you it's in the vaccine. So take your vaccines, next ad. Mercury's deadly. It's ruining everyone, huh? But meanwhile, mercury's nutritious. I mean, it's so ridiculous now, on its face. Let's go ahead and talk to Daniel in Indiana, then Zeke, Art, Melissa, and others. Go ahead, Daniel.
Alex, it's a privilege.
No, it's a privilege to talk to you.
Well, thank you. Your show has got me so worked up today. My blood pressure's up. I mixed up a little cocktail here, some aspartame and mercury, and I'm kind of mellowing out now.
Good.
Anyways,
you'd be with Al-Qaeda if you didn't drink your lead and your mercury.
Well, that's absolutely right.
Everybody knows it's nutritious.
I Googled a few sites a few weeks ago to find some negative information on Alex Jones, and I came across a Christian site who said we should discount Alex Jones because he was seen in a video having a beer and smoking a cigarette once.
Yeah, like some 6 or 7 year old video, and I'm like, drinking the beer. I said on, how many times on air have I said I've drunk beer before? Ooh, wow! I've drunk beer, ladies and gentlemen! I'm the Antichrist!
A little news flash for you down, I know the thing in New Orleans is kind of coming to an end, but after it happened, you'll be happy to know Applied Digital Solutions had a mobile chipping van down there, chipping corpses and body parts for future identification.
I saw that. Ghoulish creatures, aren't they?
Yeah, so happy to know. I got a Newsmax item about the Real ID Act, and they suggest investing in the company that's building the machines that will take the fingerprint.
Isn't that? Oh, that's so conservative of Newsmax.
Yeah, make a little money off it.
Hey, Sean Hannity said every child needs a chip, and then he's buying stock.
Sure, well, he's a great American. When everybody calls in, it's like, Sean, you're a great American.
Oh, Sean Hannity here. Oh, I like it when Sean's on. I like him.
Realistic. I remember years ago there was a preacher out of California. He's deceased, but they still play a lot of his programs because he had a lot of wisdom. He said, when you're a preacher and the world loves you, beware. When you're putting the truth out and they reject you, you could be the salt of the earth.
Absolutely. Well, that's a variation of what Christ said. Because they persecute me, they're going to persecute you. Look, folks, Sean Hannity really twists. You know, I'll explain it briefly when we get back. Just one little example. One poquito one.
Folks, a massive fraud has been deceiving many millions of good people for decades. The lie we have been sold by the so-called health food industry is that taking vitamins will make us healthy. They tell us our dietary habits are so poor, we can't possibly get adequate nutrition from mere food. And though it's true we may not always eat right, God did not create a vitamin tree. Consuming isolated or synthetic nutrients will never give you total health, and in some cases, can actually do your body harm. The natural state of your body is total health. It's your birthright. Don't waste your money on vitamins. Claim your health the natural way God intended. To learn more, click the bright orange and white banner at GCNLive.com or call 435-586-8125. That's 435-586-8125. And use promotional code 18222.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to DentalPlans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. DentalPlans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings, or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to DentalPlans.com right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Real funny, Lord Bush. Look, I'm not making it my business sitting and bash Sean Hannity and others. But you need to know the tactics. And one day I was driving home listening to Sean Hannity after the show, because I monitor enemy transmissions. And he's going on for about 5 minutes. These borders are wide open. This is destroying our sovereignty. We got to do something. It's horrible. We gotta... And I just knew. I hadn't listened to him in months. I just said, he's going to say we got to do Bush's amnesty plan. We got to legalize him. That's the. And man, sure enough, right then he just goes into it. And it's not that I'm like, ooh, I can guess what he's going to say next. I know the script. They'll tell you the problem. Savage, Hannity, Limbaugh. You know, a lot of what they say is true. A lot of the problems they talk about are true. Conservatives hear that and go, oh, well, they're really doing something. I mean, I heard him. I sat there in the car because I'd gotten home, and I should have got out of the car, but I sat there for like 20 more minutes listening. I'm down here in Texas right now. We're down here to cover this border problem and fight it and do something about it and sign some books while we're at it. But we're down here right now, and let's bring on some congressmen. What do, congressmen, to repeat what Hannity just said? Well, you know, we do have a problem, and that's why the president's got a plan to make this a temporary worker program. And then you look at that bill, total legalization of anybody who's here, the 30-plus million, and then for 6 years, anybody who can get here is instantly legalized. It's a six-year sunset. You know about those. They never end. And then any company that wants to bring in skilled or unskilled can fly them, bus them, train them, ship them in. Unlimited, total, complete, absolute capitulation. End of all sovereignty. Boy.
Oh, thanks, Sean. You're doing so much, Sean, to deal with the illegal alien problem. Thank you. Oh, no, you're the best. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to feed you cyanide. Political cyanide, my little idiots.
I mean, it's disgusting.
No, it's like that.
I mean, when you know the facts. I mean, I tuned in one day, and like in 3 hours, I was driving back from Galveston. I went down and spent a few days on the weekend listening to a rebroadcast. I told this story. Got to get to your calls on the news. It's just, I'm listening to it, and the whole thing was lies. You know, in the past, a lot of it was true. It was just like, and the Army and then everybody's gotten over their recruiting goal. It's absolutely incredible. But the liberals are lying. And, I mean, the Army admits they weren't getting their goals. They lowered them massively and then made over their goals. But now, even with the lowered goals, this month, they really, what is it? They were like 20,000 short of their 80,000 goal. I don't know. I got the article here. The point is, it's just, that's one of them. How do you deal with just when everything's a lie? Like George Bush is a conservative. That is the most stupid lie. It's demonstrably, patently, on the face of it, a lie. Ugh, wake up, people. Bush is a Trojan horse. We're losing this country. He's setting up martial law. Oh, man. Zeke, and then Art and Melissa, and that'll be it for calls, those three. Zeke, go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I'm ranting today.
I hear you. I know. It's hard to understand what Bush says sometimes, like when he said that he saw the first plane hit the first tower.
You're supposed to ignore that.
Yeah. Okay, one thing I wanted to mention was yesterday you had Tex Mars on. He was talking about Revelations and 666.
And, yes.
You know about the article about how all barcodes have 666 on them.
Yeah, that's true. I've had the inventor of the barcode on.
And isn't that just a curiosity of Revelations, how things have to have the barcode in order to get sold, and all barcodes have 666 on them?
That is the calculation in the digital mathematical algorithm that makes them work. That's the formula that works for some reason.
Yeah, you can look at a barcode, and the first two strips, the last two strips, and the middle two strips are all the same, and those little two strips identify the number 6.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's true.
I just wanted to get your opinion on that. Also,
well, I mean, you know, and it's a system. It's the chips. It's the biometrics. It's the buying the goods. It's only caring about yourself. It's a giggling, moronic, retarded, gibbering high school mentality system.
What?
It's the beast system.
Yeah.
It's taking the vaccines. It's a whole stinking thing. Anything else?
Agree. No, that's it. Thank you very much for your show.
Thank you, my friend. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I get in here. When I get real mad like this, is because I focus. I'm focusing on the New World Order. I'm, like, totally looking at it right now. Right now, I can see it. It is just a maggot-covered heap of rotten flesh, gouts of pus squirting.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you could drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Mainstream news articles, they got photos of it where they found one dog that broke loose and got away, and they've confirmed that these fishing companies, with these nouveau riche scum that fly in, they want to see great white sharks, so they chum the water. They really give folks some entertainment. They take a six-month-old lab puppy, they put big double hooks up through their nose, and then they're a water dog. They'll swim for hours, and they troll them around behind the boat. And folks, I'd already heard about this in Texas. Going way back, people take white trash, Will. It's really sick. And so will some of the immigrants from certain areas of Asia. It seems everybody's got their scum. And I'd heard that, you know the joke, the trot line bait. I mean, this really goes on. But imagine a full-size, six-month-old lab puppy, and they got photos of it. And then they chum the water, and then they drag that little thing behind so a bunch of scum can look at great whites, you know, Richie Riches with their girlfriends. Ooh, look, ooh, big scary shark, ooh. I mean, I'm not for cruel and unusual punishment because it always gets out of control, but scum like that just needs to have, I want to knock their teeth out, man, I tell you. But folks, we get upset about those dogs being drug around and being fed to sharks. That's nothing. I mean, human beings are more important. And let me tell you something. Minor footnote that China openly advertises we got the best collagen for melted down people we've killed. I mean, mainstream news. Just, so what? Yeah. And, ooh, I hear that's really good. Ooh, I want some. You know, you think you're safe when you go get your lips injected with some murdered person? I mean, you think you're safe. You think it ain't going to come back on you. What is your major malfunction? You people don't love life. You love death, don't you? You are absolute scum. So, you know, then I asked God. I said to God, pestilence, destruction, good people, bad people getting caught in it. That's what we deserve. We really are a degenerate, out-of-control species. We are fallen, folks. And, faith without works is dead. I mean, I'm sorry. You've got to have faith, and then if you've got the faith, you're going to do the works, folks. It's like an apple tree is going to grow apples. And then, again, the devil creates some false argument and all of that. I mean, if you're not compelled to constantly fight this thing, if you're not driven to fight this thing, if you're not worried about what's happening, if you're worried about petty issues or how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, you've got a problem. And so when you freak out seeing the little dog photo we got on the website with the hooks through its nose, listen, you need to understand something. I love dogs a lot, but I love those little Chinese children a lot more. And you know what? They come by your house there, and they come by, and you've been hiding that baby. It's 2 months old. They drag that baby out, and they take that baby live now. They don't just drown them on the spot. And they'll even keep that baby alive, and they sell those babies for medical experimentations. And they do stuff to babies in laboratories here in the U.S. and all over Asia and all over the world that'll make you want to just pull your hair out. Just like the Israelis took those 100,000 Israeli children and microwaved their little heads. Healthy little children. You imagine taking those sweet little innocent children? Because that's what the devil wants, folks. The globalists have got their excuses of why they do it, that it's because they're a bunch of pit of hell, black hole dwellers, man. They are right out of the gates of hell, right out of the center of Satan's mind. They are just blasphemous filth, just rotten scum that needs to be sent straight to hell. That's where you're going to. You better know it. People are tuning in right now to listen to this maniac. If you aren't freaking out. I see these people on the news with their faces dressed up and paint all over them, screaming and freaking out because some stupid football team doesn't make some ridiculous, absolutely mindless, petty, doesn't matter one cent, stupid touchdown when they're melting people down for collagen. And we're buying it. When they got dogs dragging them around behind with a bunch of Nouveau Riche trash watching great whites hit them. And Bush is saying, get rid of Posse Comitatus, and the Marine Corps has got chants now about killing your children. Yes, mainstream news, the chants aren't kill a commie. Now it's kill the school children, murder them. Marine, when you go through that door, who are you going to see? My mother, what are you going to do? I'm going to kill her. I'm going to feel recoil. Here, let's just get it out in the open. Let's just get it out in the open. We are demons. We've killed 50 million babies in this country. We are scum, 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 scum. We have to come to terms with that. Your family comes first. They shaved your head, told you that you're the elite. Tonight you chant, you'll kill your mommy. That's evil. The Marines didn't do that 20 years ago. They didn't do that 50 years ago. We're all being warped. Our symbols weren't skulls and death, ladies and gentlemen, when we founded this country. Our Abrams tanks driving around with 666 and human skulls hanging off of them. That's evil, folks. That's manifest evil. And we've been evil so long, we don't even recognize it. That little soft, that little bag of garbage, that little bag of evil, Alberto Gonzalez writes, that little soft twit, that little oily criminal. He's never done anything in his life. And he sits up there, and that's... He sits up there as that attorney general, and he was chief counsel for Bush. He said, we can torture people to death, and if we don't call it torture, it ain't torture. And then they hire a bunch of psychopaths like to pull families over at checkpoints, the Army's own documents, upwards of 90%, totally innocent, taken to camps, where human filth, where Ted Bundy's, and to act out their fantasies day after day, and they never get in trouble. These people need to be brought to justice. God's laws demand it. The universe demands it. For every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. I don't like sitting up here. I don't sit here and feel good about myself shooting my mouth off. I don't sit here and feel all high and mighty talking about all this scum. It's scary, folks. It's dangerous. just because I don't veil my eyes and I let myself look at it for what it really is. It's hard for human mind to even process it. I can't even absorb the evil. My mind and my eyes and my soul aren't even built to be able to fathom it. So I actually don't see the whole thing. But what I see is so clear and so evil. We're being seduced. We're being twisted. We're being molded. We're being turned into just absolute demons right now. We're falling even further right now. We are being swallowed right now into literal hell on earth. The judgment is going to be horrible. The fire is going to be horrible. It's going to be grievous. We can get that 100-year reprieve, but we've got to seek God's face. We've got to get involved. We've got to get aggressive. We've got to get fearless. We've got to sacrifice ourselves. That's the only sacrifice God sees. We have got to put ourselves against the machinery and say no. We've done it throughout history. We've got to do it again. Stop sucking your thumbs and telling me we can't do it. We've got to do it. We've got to do it now. I can see the literal signature of this thing. It's growing right now. It's out of control. Great evil is about to befall us. A great expansion of this beast system is about to come down on us. We're literally entering the gates of hell. It's not funny. It's real. All right, I'm giving you each a minute because I've got to get to this news. Let's go ahead and just, who's up next here? I don't know. Art in Florida, then Melissa. Art, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you? Pleasure to talk with you, sir.
Nice to talk to you.
Several callers back, you had a fellow speaking about last night's History Channel show on secret societies,
yes,
and so forth. And during the program, one of the key speakers, I guess, the participants, struck me as an apologist for these societies, the secrecy of these societies. Turned to my wife and I said to her, I said, I bet this guy's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. And sure enough, the apologist was Pipes. Daniel Pipes.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, sure you would. I went to my foreign affairs book, annual report, and there he is listed among the members.
And by the way, that's put out by them. You can call and get a free copy.
Oh, I know. I got a free copy.
Yeah, I have to. I get it every year, too. No, but I mean, for people think, oh, that's just your book.
Oh, well, no, they're proud of their work and so forth.
Rush Limbaugh says it doesn't exist.
But that's why he was, you know, explaining away the harmlessness of particularly the Bilderberg.
No, they're friendly.
And so forth, yeah. I've got a suggestion for you. Here I am telling you how to run your show, and you're doing a great job.
No, I'm not.
You always, oftentimes there's occasion to refer by you folks to the, quote, mainstream media and so forth.
How about the government propaganda arm?
All right. How about the duplicitous press? Has a nice ring to it. And they are duplicitous.
They are duplicitous.
They are involved in this deceit, lying.
The editor of the New York Times said back in the 40s or whatever, when he quit, he said, we're whores. We're paid for. The minute we told the truth, we'd be out of here.
I didn't know that, but that was my main point to tell your listeners that this guy, probably many of your listeners.
What do you think of people using Labrador puppies for shark bait?
I didn't know it. You know, I hear about these things from your program, and it's just one more.
What do you think
more
about China melting down, murdered?
Yeah, it's just one more of many, many nefarious things that are going on throughout the world, and most people don't have the foggiest idea what it's all about.
And you talk to them, they want to drool at you and smile at you, the stupid fools. Thanks for the call. I mean, it's just you'd look at them and, like, just poor little pathetic creatures, and And the globalists just love it. They love how stupid you are. And I mean that about myself, too. They love it that we're not involved. They love it that we want to be stupid. It's just a big joke to them. Melissa in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I have 2 points. The first would be a paraphrase. It's in Genesis. And God saw mankind that he had made, and he repented of ever making them, because the thoughts of their heart were continually evil all the time. That's where we are.
Continually evil.
Yes. Well, that's kind of a, I can't remember the exact quote, but you look, it's pretty close.
No, I've read the verse, yeah.
The second thing, well, and then, you know, the next one will be as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the coming of the Son of Man, which is the only long-lasting hope that we really have. The point that I called originally about was you were talking about SARS and the avian flu. I have a friend who was going to UT when that whole SARS thing was happening, and he is an honest and decent young man who I believe wholeheartedly. He had a classmate at the time who was on exchange program to China, to Beijing, for medical training. And he was there, this friend was there in Beijing when this whole thing was supposedly happening. And my friend, when the guy came back from Beijing 3 weeks later, my friend said, well, did you have trouble getting out of China? And how was it being locked down in that hospital for all those weeks where you couldn't come or go or do anything? And he says, I saw that on the internet. I saw what they were reporting in the United States. And he said, that never happened.
That's all a big fraud.
It never happened. They
never
locked
down. It's all a big fraud so they can have martial law and feed on us, the blood-drinking vampires.
Well, and so that they can inject us with their avian flu.
Scum murdering. They're coming for us. We better hate them.
Well, it makes me ashamed of the whole human race.
They're coming for us. We got to get together, do something. We got to fight them.
Well,
they're attacking us right now. I'm sick of them. A few thousand scumbags controlling the whole thing, Melissa.
I know it. I know. And
it just makes me mad. People putting this stuff makes me mad.
They've been doing that with kittens. Also, the fella BL that lives in Corpus that used to call in a lot.
Yeah.
He was going to try and stop them from using kittens on out there. He said you could sit
that
on the beach and watch it with binoculars.
No, my dad told me about it when I was a kid. He was shark fishing. They'd use live bait, kittens and puppies. I mean, he didn't do that. He'd heard about it.
And what is wrong with people? I just can't even fathom that kind of mindset.
Well, it's the joke. Oh, that's trout line bait. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Melissa. You know, I don't have time to go to David and others. I'm sorry. I told you to hold it. I just can't get to it. I have to cover some of this news. Harriet Myers was the fixer for Bush's National Guard records purge. That's mainstream news. So what? Myers' record begins to fill in. This is Rollnet Daily. Bush picks supported International Criminal Court. Well, I mean, who doesn't? Bush does. Homosexual adoptions. That means stolen from other families, by the way. Women in combat. Well, Bush tried to use, you know, the whole private Lynch thing to do that. And major tax hikes. Well, of course. What do you think he wanted Alberto Gonzalez for? And by the way, I mean, Roberts is the same. I don't care what the 700 Club tells you. 700 lies. New indictment against Bush ally. Again, I mean, they indicted him on something that didn't even become law until late 2003. So he committed things that weren't illegal before that point, under the law they chose. Clearly he did money launder, but again, he should go free. It should all be dropped now. You make mistakes, you do false prosecutions, the whole thing's null and void. I don't care if the guy money laundered $100 million. He goes free. But the system is designed to protect the people, because the government is the threat. You understand that, ladies and gentlemen? I know you do. Most of you are smarter than I am. I'm talking to people out there who are listening who just don't understand it. Do not email me telling me, you're a Republican, you like delay. Delay is an absolute piece of filth. So is Ronnie Earle. All a bunch of trash. I sound really mean today. I just am tired of it, folks. Tammy Bruce is saying Bush is turning into Jimmy Carter. It's true. Then there's Lynn Cheney's lesbian sex novel. Well, of course, everybody knows about Dick Cheney and the Bohemian Grove. He's quite the animal, folks. I'm not going to say it. Keep it sealed, keep it secret. Secret paper links Thatcher to Freebies probe. Only Thatcher's son's been grabbed for trying to overthrow countries in Africa. Group, again, pickets the prison where eminent domain protester held. She just tried to go to the city council building. She lives there. And the building was half empty there in the hall, and they just went ahead and arrested her. It just didn't matter. It meant absolutely nothing to anybody. And now in England, they're arresting peaceful protesters. It's just so scary. And there's another article where they beat detainees till they were brain damaged and blind. Just all mainstream news. Just all randomly beat you. Oh, but they're terrorists. They deserve to be beaten. They can say anybody's a terrorist. They're setting that precedent. Bush is moving to thwart torture probe. He's moving to try to block that on Capitol Hill, threatening to not accept budgets if they don't drop it. And China shutting down more websites and crackdown. Associated Press, our own government's moving to shut down websites here, too, for free speech. So. There's another one. Many smokers angry over push to ban drivers from lighting up. Yeah, it's just an excuse to get in your life. Governor Shun Bush's military plan. Survey finds most believe his actual relief is local jobs. Wait till they create a bunch of hype over the turkey flu, bird flu, possum flu, whatever new flu they've got. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ladies and gentlemen, look, we need to be mad about evil. We need to be mad about corruption. People in the past wouldn't put up with it because they knew how it spread. It's dangerous. It threatens us. I mean, you know, it's just out of control right now. because you've had it so good so long. This is good news, though. Governors shun Bush's military plan. They also shun the forced inoculation plan, see? Survey finds most believe disaster relief is local job. A majority of nation's governors say they're not on board with President Bush's suggestion that active duty military take the lead role in providing disaster relief, a new poll says. According to USA Today survey, just two of 38 governors who reported to the newspaper's query said they backed the president's plan. Republican Governors Tim Pawlenty, absolute traitor of Minnesota, and Mitt Romney, another piece of trash, I mean, just absolute scum of the earth from Massachusetts. And about half of those who responded said they were either opposed or held reservations about Bush's plan, according to the group the paper said was GOP Governor Jeb Bush of Florida, the president's brother. So, so Jeb Bush doesn't like it. That's because they know it's political Harry Carey. Younger Bush, during his tenure as Florida chief executive, has gained much experience in providing disaster relief, having had to oversee the management and recovery of record number of major storms since taking office. By the way, you can use troops in emergencies. Posse Comitatus is so they can run our lives, folks. It's martial law. They want to get rid of that because they've been training for it feverishly. Well, who are you against the troops? No. I'm not against Germany when their government does something wrong and I criticize Gerhard Schroeder. I'm not against England when I talk bad about Tony Blair. I'm not against Israel when I criticize that demon over there, Ariel Sharon, or when I criticize the demon leader they've got of China or the demon leader of this country. Oh, man. Oh, there's a lot of other news. You just got to, you've absolutely got to visit PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And what really made me mad today, what made me go off? I just love dogs. And I look at this picture. Live dogs use a shark bait. Incredible cruelty. This rescue dog has had a super-sized fishing hook skewered through his snout so it can be dragged behind the boat as live shark bait. And unbelievable. This is out of the UK Sun, but it was also blurb in Reuters. Stray dogs are being skewered by hooks and dragged behind boats as live shark bait the sun and shockingly revealed. The cruel practice takes place on French-controlled Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean where Prince William spent holidays. Again, it's a very elite area. And that's where they go out and the Richie Riches drive around. They want to see great whites. And this is they basically got the sharks trained to come eat the dogs every day. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. And the scum sees you as that dog. I'm going to be showing my new film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, re-edited, 30-something minutes of new footage added. It's really good. This Sunday, the Alamo Draft House downtown, 7 o'clock, Colorado Street. Get your tickets at alamodrafthouse.com or at infowars.com. Get them before they sell out. The Sunday is getting close to selling out. There's still tickets left, some left for Monday. 7 o'clock, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. You better get them, folks. Want to see you out there. I'll have my books and videos, give a speech to the whole thing. If you want hard copies of them around the country, order them at InfoWars.com or see them online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Want to thank our sponsors, the network, and all the great stations out there, and you, the listeners, and God, number one. God bless. Take care.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.